Full-turn honest tradesmen did happen to meet in a tavern, it seems, about Leadenhall Street. One a brewer, a baker, a cook, and a tailor, with a turner, a goldsmith, a merchant, a sailor, nay, a doctor, a surgeon, which opens the vein. These was good, honest tradesmen, all cuckolds in grain. My wife, quoth the brewer, is charming and fair. She will ramble abroad, but I never know where. Yet at midnight sometimes she returns with a spark. Nay, I sometimes have found her at port in the dark. Yet I swear by this glass of rich sparkling wine, I will now be contented and never repine. The baker, he cried, there is Robin, my man. He will play with his dame, let me do what I can. Once I happened to catch him in bed by her side, you'd have laughed to have seen how I liquored his hide. But I swear by this glass of rich sparkling wine, I will now be contented and never repine. The cook, he cried out, I am none of the least, for whenever I go to a dinner or feast, there is brawny young William, the poulterer's man. He will kiss my sweet wife for a sop in the pan. Yet I swear by this glass of rich sparkling wine, I will now be contented and never repine. The tailor sat sighing and scratching his ears. Quoth he, I have been cuckold this 3 or 4 years by a salesman who gave my sweet wife her silk gown. When he comes up my stairs, I am forced to go down. It cannot be avoided, I'll swear by this wine, but I'll now be contented and never repine. In truth, quoth the turner, 'tis my very case, for when her gallant comes, I am forced to give place. To my work straight I go, where I labor and toil, and I leave him to turn up my wife the meanwhile. But my pocket with guineas of gold he doth line, therefore I'll be contented and never repine. Oh, then, said the goldsmith, pray hear my complaint. Sirs, I married a Quaker, she seemed like a saint. Yet a horn to the world I have reason to blow. Oh, the innocent lamb has a dark way to go. Yet I swear by this glass of rich sparkling wine, I will now be contented and never repine. The merchant, he cried, when I go to the change, with a master of music my lady will range. To the tavern, and thereon her lute he must play. She may dance, but I'm sure I the music must pay. With my treasure his pockets she often will line, yet contented I'll be, 'tis in vain to repine. The sailor cried, brothers, hear me if you please. 3 or 4 years together I ploughed the rough seas. In my absence my wife had a daughter and son, and I found a great pannier as big as a gun. I cried out, my sweet Nancy, faith, this is fine. Be contented, said she, 'tis in vain to repine. Come, come, said the doctor, the best of us all cannot be our wives' keepers, they are subject to fall. Friends, by woeful experience I speak it indeed. I have one that will help a kind friend at his need. Yet I swear by this glass of rich sparkling wine, I will now be contented and never repine. The surgeon, he cried, sirs, I'll tell you a jest, for I'm sure I am a cuckold as well as the best. Once I followed my wife and a spark to Hornfair, where I took them both napping as Moss catched his mare. He was letting her blood near the leg and the loin. I was almost horn mad, I began to repine. Since we are 10 cuckolds here all on a row, We will drink each a bottle before we do go. For to drown melancholy in liquor of life, he's a fool that will weep for the sins of his wife. Let us tipple canary and never complain. There is better than we that our cuckolds ingrain.